USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin is being sentenced to 22 and a half years in prison for the death of George Floyd.
The court commits you to the custody of the Commissioner of Corrections for a period of 270 months. That's 270. That is a 10-year addition to the presumptive sentence of 150 months.
Judge Peter Cahill announced the sentence in a Hennepin County courtroom. It's wheels up for Air Force Two. Vice President Kamala Harris has left El Paso, Texas, after her first visit to the border to see the impact of illegal immigration. Texas Republican Congressman Tony Gonzalez believes the vice president should have visited a more heavily trafficked area to get a better idea of the surge at the border.
What's happening in El Paso is much different than what's happening in the Del Rio sector or in the Big Bend sector or Laredo.
USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.